This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. Recognition for a long-time member of the Rural Fire Service here in the Hunter Valley. Fred Turner was awarded an Australian Fire Service Medal in the annual Queen's Birthday Honours announced yesterday. He's currently a New South Wales RFS Group Captain, and I'm very delighted to say Fred joins me this morning. Good morning, Fred. Congratulations.
Good morning, Darren.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's really, it's I feel sort of overwhelmed and extremely honoured to be recognised by your peers, I'd suggest, is the ultimate recognition in this type of service.
Is it something you ever expect?
No, it's not. It's really not what a volunteer does, is to go out and look for recognition. It's a different feeling to volunteer, the warmth and what you get back from those you've helped. To get an award like this is really never expected, and at this level was certainly not expected.
So are you a fan of the Queen?
I am. I've always been a bit of a royalist, and you know, we might be a republic one day, but I do believe that the royals keep us together.
And I suppose you'd be looking forward then to the trip down to Canberra in September and get to meet the Governor-General and be formally handed over your medal.
That would be certainly an occasion to remember. That would be the ultimate in a volunteer's life, to attend Government House, I would imagine.
Not a bad view there at Yarralumla over Lake Burley Griffin too, I've got to say, from personal experience. Not that I was getting an award or anything. So, Fred, what role does your family and I suppose your employees as well play in the contribution you have made and therefore getting this recognition?
Your family support is very important, Darren, to your volunteering. Without that support, it would be impossible for anyone to achieve what I've achieved. Just in time alone, your parents and your children have to take a backward step sometimes while you're out helping your community.
Is this where you get to mention some names, or you don't want to in case you forget one?
Now, my wife Christine and my son Brett and daughter Nicole have always been good support.
Can we go back to, I suppose, the beginning? When did you first become a volunteer with the Rural Fire Service, Fred?
1983, I arrived at Lake St Clair as the officer in charge for state water. And the local captain, which was the Bushfire Brigade in those days, asked me for $2 and said, "That's my membership to the Rural Fire Service, or to the Bush Fire Brigade." And from then, I got involved in looking after our community in that area.
Would you say there's been one particular highlight from your career in the RFS? You must have seen and done a lot, whether it's here locally or on deployments elsewhere in the state or even further afield.
Well, having the opportunity to travel interstate to Victoria and Western Australia is certainly the highlight. The service has given me possibly more than I've given them in that regard. It's given me lots of opportunities to train in different areas, and you know, I'm eternally grateful for that opportunity.
And what's the Rural Fire Service like today compared to what it was when you first paid your $2 back in the early 80s?
Well, it's nothing like it. Back in those days, we had a few fire trailers and some beaters and branches and sticks to put fires out with. Today, we have the best equipment available to us at the time. Every brigade in the Hunter Valley districts of Singleton and Muswellbrook have got some wonderful new vehicles, equipment and uniforms that were never available in those days. We're looking pretty good.
Is it a lot more attractive pursuit as a volunteer these days then, by the sounds of it?
It is, yeah. It's It attracts more people. The levels of training that you get, being a firefighter at any level, looks good on a resume these days. Show that you've been in some teamwork situations and you've had some responsibility. And we'd like to attract more of the young people in the districts, but volunteering's changed since my day.
Is it hard to attract the younger people these days with so many things competing for everyone's attention?
I'm sure that's right, Darren. It's the younger people of today. If there wasn't so many other contributing factors to their busy lives, and they had more time, I'm sure that they would give time to all the services. But it's becoming difficult for young families, couples with a couple of kids, are finding it difficult to give any time to volunteering.
But what would you say about what you get out of the contribution you make to the community?
Well, I've always liked to volunteer, been in many organisations, and it's what you get back in the warmth and thank yous from people that you help when you're making a difference. Certainly in the fire service, if you've assisted someone in protecting their property and their homes, or someone at a road accident, you've assisted. It means so much to you personally that you've made a difference.
And that's one of the many reasons here at 2&M we acknowledge Thank a First Responder Day last Wednesday, and got various people to give you guys a shout out for everything that you do. Well, congratulations, Fred. It's well deserved. You're also Singleton Citizen of the Year last year. So,
very, very fortunate.
Do you have to get a bigger mantelpiece soon? Is it a case of like that ad on TV? Need a bigger boat? Do you need somewhere else to put all these awards?
That's right. I'm really hoping that it's someone else's turn next year, because it's the not the attention you seek all the time. But I'm deeply honoured with all those awards, and you know, it's It's a great thing.
Well, thanks again, Fred, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, Darren.
Award recipient of the Queen's Honours, Birthday Honours, the Australian Fire Service Medal. Of course, I'm talking about Fred Turner, Group Captain with the New South Wales RFS here for the Hunter Valley District. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2&M.